welcome to Ubuntu Radio. This is Myra after Robledo. If you check the podcast record, I talked to her about a year ago. Was it in the spring?
About 10 months ago.
So about a year ago.
Myra is a California, Southern Cal transplant who's been at NC State.
What?
First year master's student. She's eating right now. She's eating a And for a college student, that's always a big deal.
In parks, recreation, and tourism management.
So she's doing that. And so I talked to her about just life growing up in Southern Cal, the transition to NC State, kind of that whole family dynamic. Really interesting story. So go back and listen to Ms. Robledo when you get a chance. We also have Mr. Edgar Wood, the British man himself, the man from Brixton. Brixton, East London himself, Edgar Wood. And we all know each other from playing pickup, legendary best pickup soccer group in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we have two guests today. Edgar is 22, Myra is 23. And so we're just gonna sit down for the next 45 minutes and talk about life. The one conversation I've overheard between Myra and Edgar at pickup is Edgar's search for love. Edgar's search for love. A young man has gotten to the point in his life. He's gotten through college. College is easy. So now a man's thoughts turn to the future and love. What's wrong in the love life, Edgar? Inquiring minds want to know.
Not really sure because I have preference. You, I guess, did a little bit of how to say this. They have different approaches in terms of how they dealt with girls. Some are really forward, and I guess it works for them maybe because of the type of girls they were going after, or I don't know, one thing or another. And then a lot of my friends, especially in my like later high school years, they seem to.
Say it. Don't even think about it. Say it.
They seem to just
say it loud.
They seem to get girls kind of effortlessly. Just, I don't know. Like, they didn't really do anything extra.
They were they athletes? Or what did they have going for them?
I think a lot. That's what I always wondered. I think one friend said to me that it was because they were foreigners. And I think for one of them, that definitely worked a lot. But for the other ones, I'm not exactly sure. I guess, just kind of how they work. It just that, at least that's how it seemed to me. And then I kind of got to a point where I decided, well, I think that I think I read something or watched something online that was explaining that it's probably better to let girls come after you or kind of chase after you. Obviously, you should. Well, I say shouldn't say obviously, but this recommended that this source recommended you should show a little bit of interest and then see like the response you get. And if it's a response that's, you know, I guess receptive, then you can go and pursue, or you can continue trying to go after this person. And otherwise, you should just not waste your time. Not to say that, obviously, there are relationships that are built off of guys chasing girls, but that those don't last in the end because eventually the girl's going to get annoyed with the guy. Because the guy's always going to be the one who's more, how do I say, I guess, puts more into it than the girl does.
So here's an interesting thing. We do have a young lady here who's another year, who's a year older than Mr. Edgar Wood. Myra, who's been involved in a long-distance relationship. Your hubby's in, not your hubby, but your significant other's in Southern California. So what is your perspective on what Edgar just said in terms of his belief based on this source online? I guess everything online must be true. That men should not pursue women.
Well, I think that's interesting because as he was mentioning what expressing his thoughts on that, it automatically reminded me back of my own relationship and how
who chased who?
he chased me, and he was very persistent, so that's what kind of helped him. He had qualities going for him aside from him just chasing me, which was I was able to balance out. And when Edgar mentioned that it wouldn't work in the long run, well, I'm here 4 years later, and it kind of, the roles change at points. Because if you're in a relationship, you express how you feel. So one person might say, I'm tired of doing all the chasing, so I need you to like show some affection or whatever it is. And that's when sometimes the roles change. And I feel like when you have a relationship, the roles change constantly. I've done chasing, he's done chasing, so they just
hopefully
kind of
with each other.
Yeah, so kind of alternate. But there's
alternates to other people? What
no,
the
with heck? Each other, with each other. Okay. But there's also different ways of like chasing where it can be too pushy or sometimes it's too aggressive, like I'm the one for you and you know I'm the one for you. You're gonna realize that. So sometimes that puts off like a different vibe and it's not really welcoming.
Basically, the guy has to take a chance at this age. And that's one of the things, because we were discussing this off the air a little bit. And I was telling Edgar that I had the same sort of ambivalence towards the whole courting scene, if that is the term that the kids are using these days. Because I knew who I was, but I didn't know how that would play in the eyes of women. One of the things we're going to talk to, we're going to get to, is pursuing dating black women. Edgar's a young black man. Myra is a... she's a coconut. We'll get into that later on. Myra's from Mexico, mm-hmm. And obviously I'm from the Caribbean, strong black man with the dreads. And I told Edgar that I had the same sort of theories and ideas when I was about his age about dating mm-hmm. black women. And I don't think I had, up to that point, at your age, dated a black woman. Part of it was the fear that I, as the black man that I was at that age, was not going to fit whatever box culture seemed to paint for what a young black woman wanted. I wasn't into hip-hop, I didn't dress like this, wasn't blingy-blingy. I was just school, nerdy, and my own interest in sports and straight and narrow. And for some reason, in my mind, that didn't seem to be enough for me to attract perhaps the kind of black woman that I wanted. So where are you in terms of that? Because I'm assuming, I mean, you're not going to take whatever you get, but I would assume that your choice would be the nice black woman. Because any culture's choice is to meet something that looks like her. Mm-hmm. So why would you be any different?
I guess with black girls, it's not the same or for me.
Do you think you're the black man they want?
No.
And why not?
They used to tell me that I would be nothing.
Yeah.
Now Lamborghinis and Porsches, we stunning.
Look at me now, nigga.
Pull up, get your push, then drop top, we roll out.
Y'all niggas ain't shit.
They look, act like they ain't know, but they know nothing.
I feel like culture, I'm a little bit different than what the American black guy's supposed to be for like black girls. It's like hip hop. I mean, I like hip hop, but not super heavy into it. I don't play basketball. I'm not really into basketball or American football, which I think is one reason why I don't meet a lot of black girls, because I play soccer and that's not really an American black sport. I don't make a lot of American black friends in general, mm-hmm. which means I'm like less likely to meet like American black girl. I think there's that. I don't really dress the same as like black American guys do. So that's something else that's different. I think like these two things, I don't really talk the same like when they hear me talk. I guess I'm a first generation American. So some cultural references that black Americans have, I don't really, can't really connect with because.
Such as what?
So like food, something like chitlins.
They suck. They stinky, and I don't know why people eat them.
Yeah, I don't get it. My family, they don't know what that is. Sometimes when black people like joke about their Thanksgiving and certain foods that they've had, like I can't relate to that at all. Or just food that they have generally, I can't relate to that. Or certain, I guess you can call them, I wouldn't say a struggle, but certain like little details. So like they're growing up living with one relative or being in a certain neighborhood in a certain type of way, I can't really relate to because I come from like a kind of different background. So.
But isn't that, in general, just meeting somebody new that doesn't have your same history? Isn't that, in general, Myra, what happens in relationships? You're going to meet somebody new who doesn't have your same cultural history?
Yeah, but here's another question, though, because when you talk about not being the guy that the typical black woman would look for, but what about if you get someone who's equivalent to you? So if you're not into, like, hip hop or dress with the bling bling or whatnot. Like, what if you get yourself someone who's educated or whatever the equivalent of you in the opposite sex would be?
So this is the thing, and this is the thing we talked about. We talked about it's tough to know the spaces where those people are. I was having a conversation with a group of folks at Cisse's house on Sunday. There was this young lady who was an NC State graduate, and she was basically said she was spent 4 years there. And a lot of times, especially in the upper level classes, she was one of the few black women, black people in the classes. And she didn't know a whole bunch of black people. What year were you at State?
I'm a senior now.
Senior now.
Yeah, because a rising senior. This past year, my roommate was Jamaican, two of my roommates were, and one of them was dating a black American girl. I met a lot of black American girls because I was hanging out with my black American roommate. So we would hang out with the one who had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel like she was involved in a lot of other black American activities and clubs on campus,
mm-hmm.
By hanging out with them, we kind of gotten open to more, which goes back to your point of saying, like, once you feel like you're expressing your, and I feel like by expressing my blackness, as like me going and interacting with other, you know, black people and doing the black activities and so on and so forth. So I started to like meet a lot more black American girls that I think, to be fair, the ones that I met, I get on really well with them. They weren't really feeling me, if I'm completely honest, but the
because
fact that
of
I'm
what
like,
you mentioned earlier, because in your mind, is it because you don't think that you're not into the stereotypical black quote-unquote things?
No, I don't think it's with these girls, because with these girls, they're, I guess, different than the black girls that I probably grew up around. I think it just happened to be, like, these few ones, we just, by, I guess, chance or probability, we just didn't connect as well. But I think, like, by meeting them, I'm getting more, and then eventually I'll find the ones that really we have, like, a connection with.
It's a numbers game.
Yes, at this point. But that's a step forward. The ones that I meet, they, I don't know, they're different. They're different, so.
In the same way that you're different, you sort of, not the stereotypical?
Yes, some of them, for sure. Some of them are.
So what's it going to take to make that step to ask her out or her ask you out? What's it going to take?
Oh, I mean, I kind of already, how do I say this? I make that move. But as I said, I'm the kind of person who, I don't really chase girls. I make it clear that I'm somewhat interested.
Somewhat, you hear that word? A woman loves to hear that, right?
Well, I mean,
he's somewhat interested in you, Myra. You would love to hear your guys say that.
Yeah, maybe that's the issue. I feel like
perhaps
I make it.
Perhaps it is.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I feel like I make it obvious that I'm interested, and then I wait to see what they do. And
what is obvious? Give me an example of obvious.
So for me, one girl, I saw her with one of my Jamaican friends. We were eating one of the calves, and then I remember it this way. She smiled at me with the teeth. So in the face, the whole face.
So okay, there's a distinction. Once she shows teeth,
well,
she's all in.
The whole
she's
face.
She's all in.
Oh,
the whole
my
face.
Goodness.
I'm sure that everybody's heard of smiling with your like eye, like your whole face versus when you give like a fake
smile.
So
how do you know if that's just her being friendly?
What
or if
she's
her
teeth? What if you're just cleaning your teeth? She has something stuck.
Yeah.
No, for sure. You don't know. But for me, that was enough. And like sometimes it can be. So this was, and that's not that risky for me, like, or that's not, how do I say this?
So how did that play out?
Well, that's what I'm going to explain. First, I was like, yo, that's when I talked to my boy, like, yo, Marco, I think she was feeling me. So I think she was smiling at me. So he's like, all right. So we kind of monitor the situation, and I check back a couple times to like look at her to see if she's looking at me. And lo and behold, like, we're having eye contact, you know, extended eye contact. And I'm like checking, like, this like 3 or 4 times. So I'm saying, all right, I have to talk to her at this point. So I go and I talk to her. Pretty casual, pretty straightforward. I just asked for her Snapchat. And
is
then,
that what the kids do these days? Baby, what's your Snapchat?
Basically.
So it's not phone numbers anymore, Snapchat.
Because no, Snapchat's easy. It's not like too personal, so you can.
But didn't Snapchat get started for young high school boys to send dick pictures to girls?
Well, that happens for sure, but I mean.
Because it disappears?
Yeah.
It disappears.
Yeah. So That's definitely,
Were you going to send her a dick picture?
No.
Okay,
that's
good
not
man.
How I roll.
Good man.
Yeah,
good
so.
You sure?
Yeah. So I did that, and then, you know, we were learning some things about it, and I just asked her to something simple, like, let's go get lunch or something. And it's just, oh, no, I can't do the day or whatever. And I'm like, okay, no problem. And I asked her, I think, like a few days later, yeah, let's go do something else. Like, I think you'll eat or do something else. And she says yes at first. Then a couple of days goes by, and then I was, oh, I can't do it today or whatever. And I'm like, okay. And normally I give girls two chances. One, because everybody has, you know, priorities. And then two, it's like, okay, that second time is done. And if you want to do something with me, you can ask me at that point. Another girl who was in that girl's same friend group, so I tried talking to her. No, I think I sent her a snap one time, and then she like took hours and she didn't say anything.
Is that a faux pas? That's a no-no.
Well,
what's the timeline for snapping somebody in your 22, 23 year old culture now?
Uh-huh.
You message somebody on whatever social media.
Uh-huh.
What's the All right, she's interested. If she answers back within what, half an hour?
Immediately.
Oh yeah.
So it's immediately now.
Well, I don't know. I see it. I'm gonna reply. If I don't reply, I'm not gonna get
the
to it.
The sender always sees when the receiver
yeah,
looks at it.
Yeah, they see when they read it.
Well, it depends on. He says social media, so he's not
he's
talking
about.
He's
talking about
Snapchat. So anything. Snapchat.
Yeah, he's not about anything.
He's talking
anything.
Overall. Okay, so
yeah.
Each social media is different, or.
Well said.
So you meet the girl.
Uh-huh.
Is it just an accepted norm, and you're only a year older, Myra? It's just what you're involved, so maybe this is not your question. If somebody meets you new, is not the phone number is too personal at this point?
It
has to be like some other like filter, you know what I'm saying? Some other thing to break you down, and then you work your way up to the phone number? Is that how it is?
Well, it depends. I would say it depends on the kind of the pre, there's like steps before that. It's kind of like you get
the
there.
The interaction beforehand.
Yeah, you kind of judge the situation, like this is the thing. Phone number is more personal than a Snapchat. So, depending on, and this is how I would do it, depending on how interested they seem, it depends on whether I ask for the Snapchat or the phone number. Because Snapchat is like, okay, if she's not so interested, maybe she gives a Snapchat and you can work your way up, if that makes sense. But if she's super interested, you can just go straight to the phone number.
How do you know the difference? So what? So based off of what you said, interested is a smile showing teeth.
Well, that's
lots of teeth.
That's
both
one
upper
side.
And lower.
So what is really interested?
What's really interested?
If you just met the person, yeah.
Well,
where does email address fall into this? Email address below Snapchat.
We don't need that. Is obsolete.
That's obsolete. Oh, see, that's where I am. I don't know. I'm trying to learn here.
But you're gonna go eat somewhere, and then I'm getting like, okay, the smile. Maybe, you know, a little wink. Which, you know, I mean, some it depends on the girl. depends on the girl, you know, like some girls are a bit more forward, or like maybe she comes up and says something to
okay.
me. Like she comes up and like maybe initiates a conversation, say, you know, it could be anything, just like an excuse to talk to me. That could be kind of like a, oh, but you know, assuming the smile came before, or and like also you can take note of how close the person is standing, like. To you, physical cues like these as well are crucial. And I would say like, the more of those cues you get, especially if like a girl comes and has a conversation with you first and she doesn't know you, just like makes up, oh, aren't you in a class of mine or something? Just like some guys do this all the time. Just like, oh, I've seen you around or something.
Yeah.
And then I know you from somewhere. Just like some makes up anything. Well, that'd probably go for the phone number then. Cause that's like, okay, well, she's basically all
okay.
over that.
So how bad does it feel when you get a rejection?
It doesn't feel bad to me because
so that means it's happened a lot.
That
is no longer. No, just I'm not trying to be disrespectful when I say, look, man. If you're 13,
out.
14, and you got to know, it hurts. But if you're, you know, 20, 22, you've been through the ringer a couple times, and then it's like it's just a fact. I'm not trying to say that it happens. But I'm saying
it is what it is.
Yeah,
it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, I mean, I think definitely that. once you go through it a few times, and then you kind of realize that, especially I think in when you're older and like, I don't know, college or whatever, just older in general, you feel like there's so many out there. So you're kind of like, okay,
yeah.
One no. And I always think about it as if you don't, this sounds kind of like a paradox, but I'm attracted to people who are attracted to me. So if I talk to somebody and they're not attracted to me, then I'm not attracted, I automatically lose attraction to them.
And do you do like the, when they, if they give you the phone number, do you call them then and there to like verify, like, oh no,
that's
you
a good one.
Number.
You have the number, what, how long do you wait?
Because sometimes they'll give you a fake number. That's what I was saying.
I think the fake
the game
number
is
thing,
that rigged. The game is that, rigged.
That rigged.
Sometimes.
It can be.
Have you given, how many phone, how many fake phone numbers have you given out? I mean, you're in a relationship now, so this
it's
is
been a long
this
time.
Is way, way long, long time
no, no,
ago.
She could still give out a fake phone number.
I could.
Yeah,
fake
she
phone
still could.
Given out in your lifetime.
I don't think I have given out fake numbers. I just give like an awkward no, like, oh, sorry. And then it's just really awkward because then they're usually with people and it's like an embarrassing.
Listening to Edgar, you've been asking questions. Obviously, he's confiding in you and trying to get your perspective as a woman. Are you happy you're at the game? Right based on Edgar's... And your stories, are you happy that you're at the game?
I'm happy. I'm happy with the situation and where I'm at, so I can't complain.
And explain to the podcast, like, remind them where you're at. Where you're at relationship-wise.
Oh.
You're on blast right now.
I am in a long-distance relationship, and my significant other is back home in Los Angeles. We decided that he was going to stay in LA and continue working his way up in his field. And I was going to come across the country to pursue my dreams in higher education. It's difficult. It's
like
not
Skype,
just...
Skype, huh?
No.
A lot of video calls.
Not necessarily. I wish we had more FaceTime calls, but we do constantly communicate with each other. That's like the basis of how we stay in touch and know what we're doing so we can feel like we're still part of each other's lives.
A year apart. But what advice? Obviously, Edgar's seeking you out. What advice have you been given Edgar from a female perspective? Again, you're a woman and you're only a year older than him, so you guys are in the same cohort. What do you think Edgar should be doing right now?
I think based off what he tells me, and I communicate with him when he should stop kissing ass, not kissing ass, but stop
kissing
chasing,
ass.
Not kissing ass, stop chasing when other girls seem to be playing games with him. Just because
why
I feel
do you
like
think they're doing that. They're not interested.
It just might be their culture or that they're trying to play hard to get, but then not. So they lead on and then they completely like say, oh, we're just friends. I just suggest to him to cut that off. And usually that happens when someone has something like accessible, they don't want it. But when they don't have it, then they want it.
Women want what they cannot have.
Facts.
I think both genders want what they cannot have.
What do you want?
I have what I want.
Oh, well played. What's his name?
Mr. Ivan Gomez.
Mr. Ivan, that was a question I was putting on the spot for you, and she passed. She passed. So, but no, but again, going back to your days when you're out there on the market, is this a truism? Women want what they cannot have, so Edgar is too accessible. He has to become more exclusive.
Yeah, I think so.
How does he become more exclusive? Truism is women want a man who has another woman.
I wouldn't know. To me personally, I never thought that was okay or like acceptable for me. Just the way
not
I
not acceptable, but you have girlfriends. They talk.
Yeah, so I have girlfriends, and some of my girlfriends would go full on with someone who's already dating someone or who's married to someone or who's a father of someone, and they just don't care. They find it exciting. They find it interesting and worth the while, but I personally just can't. I don't feel comfortable. It's just in my conscience, like it just doesn't feel right. And it's more of a turn off if a guy would actually do that to their significant other, just because that means they that's who they care about, you know, assuming so. So they would give, you know, they wouldn't care about you at all if they're willing to do that with, you know, to someone who they love, supposedly.
I came to the rationalization, and it's laziness on the part of the woman who, to me, pursues a man who's already involved. Why? Because if he's already involved, some woman has already done the work of vetting him. That's my whole theory. Some woman has already said, he's a decent guy. He passes some tests, so I can F with him. You know what I'm saying? I get 2 bucks about him. So then she doesn't have to go, I don't have to meet him and get to know him, because some woman has already said, he's okay. He's passed a certain standard. So then just, that's what I think happens in those situations. But you're a woman, so.
I would disagree, because I would say, who is this woman? Why would I go based off of her checklist of he's a decent man? Second, I would just date someone older who has ideally gone through those stages of dating and doing the fuck ups, and now he's like a stable guy because he's older. But then again, there's always some immaturity within every man or woman. It just kind of varies.
So, Edgar, we talked about black women. Have you been, if you were having some struggles with black women, have you ventured out and dated other women? Because how long have you been at NC State? 2 years?
This will be my third.
3 years. Mm-hmm. So that's more than enough time. Have you, and it's 35,000 people, half of them women.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, my 2 previous girlfriends have been Mexican and Chinese. I have to venture out because black girls don't like me. It was kind of, maybe like that happened subconsciously, but it was kind of okay. I'm always like looking, you know, of course, I'm always looking, being aware of the girls that are around me and the Chinese.
Midfielder mentality, baby. Eyes up.
Exactly. So, the Chinese girl I dated, she worked with me, and then.
Did she show teeth? Lots of teeth?
Funny enough, that one, because of how I am now, would not have worked out if I had the same mentality. So what happened with her was, I saw her, and I'm like, oh, this girl's pretty, let me talk to her, and she kind of brushed me off, and I don't know why, for whatever reason, I kept trying to talk to her, and maybe the third or fourth time I talked to her, or the third or fourth time I asked her to hang out, you know, I guess she finally got tired of me and said, okay, we went out to dinner twice, I think, and yeah, we ended up dating in...
How long?
4 months.
How long were you with the Mexican lady?
Even less. That one was more like me now, where I was kind of, I saw her, she was okay, I said, alright, let me try, and then she was really receptive to me, and that was pretty quick and straightforward, so...
For me personally, if I am dating someone, I see potential in them to be a father, a husband. So, other than that, I'm not gonna.
That's a lot of pressure, lady.
Well, no, it's not saying that I'm gonna. That's what's gonna be. But I see qualities that I like within that person for those roles. But if not, then I wouldn't get in a relationship, and I would just do, you know, dating or whatever, you know, it's called or labeled.
You're saying when you were in high school, you weren't sussing these guys out for fatherhood potential.
No.
So when did that start? When did that conscious decision start?
Senior year of high school.
What?
So, I mean, like that. You, the mentality.
So you went to
of
college
it.
Looking for a husband.
Not looking for a husband. I'm not looking for a husband to get married tomorrow. Mm. It's more so the qualities that this person has. Like, are they a hard worker? Are they ambitious? Are they positive, optimistic? You know, athletic, things like that. If they're just out having a good time, getting drunk every night, that's not something that I'm interested in.
Gotcha.
That's something for a good time. But not for like a relationship. And even now it's not, I want to get married tomorrow. It's more of a, let's see how everything goes.
Suave. everybody's got a little checklist about things mm-hmm. they'd rather have in this significant other.
Yeah.
Do the ladies talk about it? You and your friends, your cohort?
I would say, yeah, most definitely. We talk about it. We discuss it. Even, it's funny because even when you are in a relationship, you can still have those conversations and you think about you're in a diet, but that doesn't mean you can't see the menu.
What does that mean? Explain what that means.
So it basically means you're in a relationship, but it doesn't mean you can't look or chat with your girlfriends about different things. That's basically what it means. You're in a diet, but you can still look at the menu. It doesn't mean you're gonna go and eat off of your, you know, have all these cheat dates or cheat meals.
Wow,
but yeah.
Cheat meals. That's interesting. I've never heard that, but that's very appropriate.
That's an analogy, yeah.
Cheat meals. Wow, like a diet, wow.
Yeah,
I never thought about that. Pressure on both you and Edgar here?
Yeah.
All right, let's say Myra is out there in a library or on campus. She gives you the smile, Edgar. Mm-hmm. Can I see a little role play as to how you would attack the situation here?
So I'd first...
Don't describe it. We're live right now, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
know. She's flashed. What do you say? What's the game like? Let's see the game. She's going to play along. Come on.
Hey, aren't you in my ex class?
No, I'm a grad student. I've never seen you before.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you studying?
Parks, Recreation, Tourism Management.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's start that again. I don't know where you go with Parks, Rec, and Tourism. Let's pretend. What's your major, Edgar?
Psychology.
So let's pretend she's an education or psychologist.
Okay.
Let's start this scenario again.
Beep.
She flashes the teeth. Da, 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 so you know she's beckoning you over. And go.
Weren't you in my X class?
Which one?
X, you know, the one with Y instructor.
Oh, yeah.
Instructor Ash, Professor Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah, last semester?
Yeah, that's
okay.
The one. How'd you end up finishing in there?
Oh, you know, it was kind of annoying. He just talked too much, and it was all about himself. So I think I did, you know, like a B.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He was so annoying. I think I finished with more or less the same thing.
So this is not Professor Ash. This is somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, what are you studying?
Psychology education? Educational psychology?
Oh, really? Me too. I'm also a psych major.
Really?
Yeah, true story.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you from Raleigh?
Yeah.
Okay. Even better, where'd you go to high school?
Raleigh High School.
Nice. I have a couple of friends there.
Well
Do you
played.
Know
well played.
A, B, and C?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of a big school, so I've never seen them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll probably ask them about you.
Okay.
Your name's Myra, right?
How did you know that?
Because you're in my class.
It was a big class, okay.
So what is that?
Stalker alert. She's
I have advice that you knew her name, but that wasn't bad.
Man.
So what typically that if you get to that point, what happens then?
It depends on here's context.
Do you ask her the Snapchat at that point when you're partying?
It depends on how interested she is. Like, I mean, like this was just kind of friendly, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and Myra, because she has a really outgoing personality, maybe you can confuse that. But
She's a flirt.
I mean, hey. If I take the time to go
wait.
Talk to her, and I've seen her in a class...
She touched my bicep. She's gross.
And I get out of my way to talk to her, I've probably, like, been paying a little bit of attention to her, at least in the class, so
mm-hmm.
I'll have an idea of, okay, oh, she's just kind of outgoing, so that's just her personality. So it's like, okay, we had a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I see her? If it's somewhere where I think, like, I won't see her again, I might just make some excuse up to get her Snapchat. Or if... I feel like I might see her again. I'll come back, like, the next time I see her, talk to her, get a little bit again, and kind of build up this, like, you know, we see each other a couple of times. Oh, this guy, I know him. We're in a class together.
Yeah,
and then I ask for her, like, the second or third time that I see her. And then, and I have her Snapchat. Now I keep, you know, Snapchatting her. Oh, you know, I'm going this place and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And it's just kind of like the build up and eventually.
Yes, Mari, you have a question. What's your question?
How do you avoid getting put into the friend zone?
Oh, it's in, I just flirt.
But you can be put into the friend zone. Because you can be social, like, or how do you, I guess.
Hey,
how do you
you're
flirt?
Saying that Edgar has not done a good enough job of
that
being
was not
aggressive
really flirty, yeah.
Enough to say, I am really interested in you beyond just, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Again, every woman is different. Mm-hmm. What are some things in general, Myra, that he can do, one or two things to show the lady, look, I'm not just here chatting you up on snappy, sappy chat. I'm doing something. I'm trying to get somewhere with this.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of has to go within the context. So once you've already gone through that first phase, you can hug goodbye and smile, you know, like, oh, bye, talk to you soon. And then through Snapchat, it's like, oh, whatever, like, look at what I cooked or something like that, just random stuff. And then just, oh, what are you doing later tonight? Or
but not the first time.
That's what I'm saying. First time you kind of say, like, you know, random snaps.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But that's what, okay, so then that's what, so you would put your move when you go on that first date.
Exactly, when you first chill with her. But
yeah,
I wouldn't have chilled with her in that first time I talked with her, or the second or third time if I see her.
Of course,
yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But based off of that conversation, I would feel like, oh, that's a friend thing. Unless I had the feels back and it's like, oh, I'm giving you that. I'm smiling back and, oh, he finally talked to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like,
if it wasn't, if I was like,
if she didn't have anything, it's just like, oh, okay, well, he's just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hit on him, it's kind of like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Maybe. Because they weren't
thinking
giving you
that.
But,
what are some, and again, you're happily together, so this might be from 4 or 5 years ago when the world was such a more innocent place, Myra. But for our friend, and again, I'm an older guy, so I should stay out of this conversation. But what are two or three things do you think he could do or should do to help his situation and his, and this might be not from you, but you've heard your girlfriend say. Basically, it could go either way. What two or three things he could do, or what should he never do? Two or three things he could. So you can go either way with this.
Haven't seen him in action.
Hey.
But okay. What I've heard is he's a nice guy, or he's like.
Nice guys finish last up there.
He's a sweetheart, or you know, one of those kind of labels. But that can be completely opposite of what how he is with his guy friends, or like outside of soccer. So I don't know. I don't know what how he is like game.
You wanna know why she don't know? Cause that means the game worked. You can't do anything better than what I've already
done. Honestly, you can because we're having this conversation for 45, 50 minutes. So we're looking for advice and ways to help.
I think he could be persistent. So that rule that he has may work, but it just depends on who he's...
What's the rule?
The rule of
not pursuing women,
and only giving them 2 tries. It just depends on what he wants. Because when he sees something that he's gonna want and really want, he's gonna break that rule and be persistent. And it's just gonna come down to like someone who he finds is worthwhile. But other than that, he's just gonna, you know, it's not important. It's not worth the time. Being persistent is not always bad. Being overly nagging is annoying.
Yeah.
And it's a huge turnoff.
But unfortunately for young men, they have to sometimes
discern that.
No, but it's tough. But like you're saying you don't mind rejection now. And the only way you don't mind rejection is to be rejected more than once or twice. So for a young man to be accused of being a nagger, you know, my nagger. To be accused of being a nagger, well, you have to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I think for me, at the end of the day is what I said about 20 minutes ago. you have to express your personality, and like will attract like.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, so my thing is, you've got to start with you and figure out who you are, irregardless of all these labels and stereotypes. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to do that because you go, it seems that this is what they want. But the truth is, they don't, man. They don't. Because they're seeing the same. And I think this is what I said exactly when I'm talking about that. Both of you, young black man, young black woman, you look in this box like a television show, and people are trying to sell you a version of blackness. So she's looking at that going, oh, that's what the man I want is supposed to look like. And you're looking at the same television show going, oh, but they're just trying to sell you both something. And you're an individual, she's an individual, and if you guys have honest conversation and express yourself honestly in each other's company, you realize that you're not that box on TV, you're not that show, you're individual people. One, I think it strengthens the relationship because you can both be honest with each other, first off, and then express yourself truthfully daily when you're with each other. So, for me, it starts with that. It's being comfortable with you, going out there, and you're going to end up doing this very thing that you want. So, you don't want to pursue somebody. And so, this is the truth for me. I noticed in high school that women like men who are doing things that they like, not what the women like. So, I always said, if a guy liked a girl who was into kids, that she had to see him at like the children's
mm-hmm.
center
mm-hmm.
working with kids
yeah.
or something like that. So you have to be in the place. So it's not really about you. It's not really about you per se. You have to be in the place doing the thing that she finds attractive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't fake it, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's even more of a back and forth if you're at the hospital and you really want to be at the hospital. Then she goes, oh, he likes kids. And that touches her in a certain way. Then she realizes you're really genuine about that. That's a human connection. But it starts with you putting yourself in spaces, in places, doing the things that you enjoy. Obviously, she ain't coming to soccer, so it can't be pick up soccer. She ain't coming there. So where can you go? What is it that you like? And where can you go to be in that space? Because chances are, she's going to be in that space.
Yeah, and I guess that might be a reason why I struggle, because soccer is kind of everything for me. I think...
Take a break.
Yeah, maybe.
Or play elsewhere. Play different.
Well, that's what he wants to do. So where can you go? What are your other interests, basically?
If soccer makes him happy, why would he drop soccer just to find a significant other?
Well, I'm not drop, but unless you can invite some other soccer ladies to a pickup, man. What about co-ed indoor soccer? It's built in women, there.
This is true. Could do that. His girlfriend's a part of some WhatsApp group that apparently all or a lot of the black people in the state are a part of, and she said she was going to add us so that now I guess me, because he's already, you know, booed up, has a link to other activities to just more or less hang out with more black Americans.
Have you ever taken an African American studies class?
No, and I want to.
Take one.
Yeah.
Sure, there'll be people there.
Yeah.
It's networking, man, like anything else. I think when you're young, I think we get fed images of who we are and what we want.
Yeah.
And it takes us a while to recognize, one, that's not me.
Yeah.
So you go through this phase of, I ain't that, but where do I find my people? And I think the women who are doing the exact same thing, the women are having this very same conversation. It's just a matter of anything else, networking and finding each other, and
mm-hmm.
it's putting yourself out there, literally. Where are the groups? It's just numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
And more than anything, when you go in these groups, you just gotta let it loose and be yourself. And I don't know if that really happens. It's about you being comfortable with who you are. And then just, again, women are, any human being is attracted to what's real.
Yeah.
And especially now. There is an abundance of non-real.
Yeah.
And women know that. So when somebody authentic comes around, it's like, oh my God, like Kendrick.
If you can't beat your baby, yeah, yeah. Then don't have a baby. Yeah, yeah. And don't beg a baby, yeah, yeah. If you can't beat your baby. Yeah,
yeah. Like Kendrick Lamar, I don't think he's that great. Mm-hmm. But he's just, it seems authentic compared to mumble and all that shit that's out there.
Yeah.
So, you're Kendrick, dude. The rest of the men are mumble rappers. You just gotta put the realness out there. And you'll find your audience. But the realness gotta get out there first. Is that right, Myra? Do you agree? You get the last word.
I agree.
That's it?
No, I think that wherever you're at, that's where you're gonna find, who, you know, someone else. Whether that's at soccer, running, whatever it is, wherever you're spending your time at, that's where you're gonna seek someone else. If you're just at home watching soccer games, unless you wanna date your mom, then, you know, you're just gonna be stuck being single. You just have to kind of explore, try different things, or just do what you want to do. Enjoy yourself, and someone will come along. Like, you don't necessarily have to seek out to find someone, but they'll come. Yeah.
I'm gonna check back in about 5 months after. I'm gonna do this again. See what's going on.
Sounds good.
All right, you've been listening to Ubuntu Radio with Mr. Edgar Wood. You're now the mom, man on a mission. Man on a mission. And then we're supposed to talk to Myra about her studies, but I guess that'll be some other time. So
we will be scheduled.
Ubuntu Radio is out.